This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Amid continuing internal feuds and a pending federal investigation, the State Ethics Commission on Thursday voted unanimously to bring in what might be called an overseer. Attorney Robert Constantine is a former administrative law judge with the state workers' compensation system, a one-time insurance lobbyist at the state capitol, and he also formerly held several insurance-related posts in what was then called the Comptroller General's Office. Mr. Constantine, welcome. Good to have you.
Nice to talk with you, Dennis.
The formal name of the Ethics Commission is the Government Transparency and Campaign Finance Commission, although just about everybody calls it the Ethics Commission. And one of the commissioners, Heath Garrett, described the current state of the commission as, in his words now, a legal morass. Do you think that's an accurate description?
Of course, I haven't been down there and know what I've been told by commissioners and also reading in the media and the press, but basically it seems like they're focusing more on things outside of the commission and really are, so as Commissioner Garrett said, involved in a legal morass, and my job is to go down there, try to assess the situation and advise the commission on things that might need to be changed.
But in order to do that, do you even know at this point what the scope of your duties would be or how much power you'll have to sort of bring things into shape?
Of course, I've only read the statute and the provisions that allow them to hire me. My understanding is I have broad authority, and at any point in time that I feel like that it's not being done correctly, I will go to the board and get some, you know, go to the commissioners and get further directions. But I think I have broad authority to determine what's wrong with the situation, try to evaluate the quality of the work, and to the extent that I find things that are problems, try to help them correct those.
Well, as a for instance, do you have the power to hire and fire staffers?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think if I felt like the staffers were not doing a correct job, then I would make recommendations to the board, and that would be a decision that would be made by the commission or by the executive director. I'm assuming that whatever decision is made at this point in time, at least, would have to be approved by the commission.
Because the executive director, Holly LaBerge, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that she will report directly to the board, and she was quoted as telling the paper, "I did not ask for any of this." Do you expect her, though, to report to you or at least communicate with you?
Yes, I expect that she'll communicate with me. I understand that I'm free to talk with her and discuss everything with her that I feel is appropriate.
One of the other parties involved in sort of this internal battle is staff attorney Elizabeth Murray Obertine, who has charged that Ms. LaBerge bragged that the governor owed her for the dismissal of some of the more serious ethical allegations against his 2010 campaign. Now, this is something, of course, that Ms. LaBerge has denied, but have you spoken with Ms. Murray Obertine?
No, I haven't had an opportunity to do that. I just got a call from the executive director and her assistant introducing themselves, and what I'm going to try to do and would have done today if I had the opportunity to was to go down and meet them informally, meet all of them, because I understand there is some internal confusion, and I don't want any of them to feel like they're not being given the proper attention.
Will you be working directly on producing the documents from the 2010 Nathan Deal campaign that were reportedly subpoenaed by federal investigators?
I think those are subpoenas that were sent to the individuals. At this point in time, I'm not aware that I would be involved in that. They are all represented by counsel, and I'm assuming their counsel would recommend their appropriate course of action.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. They were subpoenaed as individuals, but those documents, presumably at least some of them, would also be the property of the commission. So do you know what your role would be, if any, in producing those documents for the feds?
Well, I think I would make sure the commission produces the documents that are appropriate, that are available and are within the scope of the requests by the investigators.
Have you spoken with the governor's office at all?
No.
Do you plan to?
I have not been contacted by the governor's office, And because of the fact that he's being investigated, I think it would not be appropriate for me to do that at this time.
Attorney Robert Constantine is the new consultant to the Government Transparency and Finance Commission, often called the State Ethics Commission. Mr. Constantine, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dennis, and call me anytime you think I can be helpful.